head coach of our Olympic team for ice hockey, Willie Desjardins, joins us on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hello. Good morning, guys. I'm good.
Tell us about yesterday. This was you were unveiled as the head coach of our national Olympic team for the upcoming games in Pyeongchang. This is exciting news, and I imagine it was a pretty busy day for you.
It was a busy day, and it was exciting. I think that, as I mentioned, I think whenever you get to represent your country, it's pretty special. And, Canada's a great nation, and the Olympics are a great event. So you get the combination of those two, and, it's a pretty good thing.
It's a unique challenge you've got because, of course, it's the first time since, pre-Nagano that the NHLers will not be going. With the management team and the coaching staff unveiled, that's exciting. But unlike years past, I don't know that average hockey fans are going to be able to piece together this roster. Do you have a sense of who you've got at your disposal for this winter?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't think it's going to be common names for lots of people. We have lots of guys that are in Europe, guys that are in the KHL right now, guys playing in Sweden, Switzerland, Germany. So those players are going to be available, and there'll be some American League guys as well, I imagine. And who knows, there might be, some NHL guys that we may pick up one or two NHL guys.
It's interesting. You have represented our country before, coaching at a world championship as well as the under 20 tournament, the World Juniors, which is, just absolutely beloved in this country. You've also worked overseas in Asia in hockey, having played and coached in Japan. I feel like there's a lot of reasons that this would be a good fit for you. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do a bit. I should go back with the NHL guys. It's not NHL guys that are under contract. That would be NHL guys or maybe didn't get a job and they're looking a little bit.
Sure.
As far as the last question, I did live in Japan for quite a while, so I am a little bit familiar with the Asian culture and it is a little bit different over there. But it's going to be exciting, I think, when you get to go into something like this, and there is quite a few unknowns, and that's, nobody wants the unknowns. Everybody wants to know exactly what's going to happen, but we do have some unknowns here, and that's going to be, that'll keep us on edge and keep us sharp.
Willie, obviously Team Canada will be comprised of players from around the world, guys that are playing overseas for sure, but also guys who are on either AHL or AHL ECHL contracts. You've coached in that league. How many guys do you think you might have in your team that are currently playing in the American League?
Well, that's a real unknown because, and it's going to be hard to get a look at those guys is the biggest problem, I think. One of our challenges is that it's easy to evaluate when you're always playing against the same competition. But we look at guys in the KHL, they're playing KHL guys. The German guys are in the German league. The American League guys are not on a big ice surface, and they're not playing international competition. So that's where the challenge is going to come to try to sort all this and get the right fit. So with the American League guys, we really haven't identified that yet because, we're not going to be able to bring them over to the first tournament in Russia. But I would hope, we could get two or three guys for sure.
Yeah, and Canada's national team will actually kick off their season with two tournaments in Russia, the Sochi Hockey Open, August 6th to 9th, and then the tournament of Nikolai Puchkov in St. Petersburg from August 14th to 17th. But a lot of work to be done between then and now. And obviously, you've got to put a team together here. And I remember when countries were preparing for the World Cup last summer, and they had their scouts at NHL games, and at least they could kind of kill two birds with one stone, scout NHL opponents and also the scout players for their national teams. So how big of a challenge is that going to be for the management group and the coaching staff to try to get to all these places to scout guys who could potentially be on your roster for this?
It will be a challenge, but Sean Burke and Scott Salmon have done a great job. Some of the scouting's already been done last year, and Dave King and Sean Burke went through and watched quite a few players. So we're lucky; we're a little bit ahead in that regard, and that's just Hockey Canada being on top of things. But as you say, like, it's going to be tough to go into Russia and go to all the different places in Russia to look at a guy. But we're committed to doing that, and we're committed to making sure we find the best players to represent our country. And, you know, I think that I know when we met yesterday and that Sean Burke was just working on a scouting plan right now.
Well, there's certainly going to be some challenges for the management group putting this team together. I'm guessing there are also going to be some significant challenges for the coaching staff because guys are playing all over the world. When do you expect to have these guys on the ice? And is there anything that you can do off the ice with all this modern technology to help get the team on the same page prior to getting together?
I think there will be. Like, we talked about maybe having conference calls, maybe prior to tournaments where we have our guys in and you can go through what we're going to do system-wise, you know, maybe before they get to the tournament so that they're a little bit more prepared. And I think, you know, we're going to have to use some of that to help us out. We don't have a lot of time with the team. I would think we maybe, and, you know, the first term is just evaluation, so it's not like you're, because we have to evaluate, we can't, you know, at the end you don't want to say, oh, well, I didn't get a look at this guy. So we have to make sure we get a look at guys if we can early. And then, you know, the closer we get, you know, the Kralja Cup and the Channel 1 Cup are two tournaments where, you know, we would hope to have a pretty close to our roster in those tournaments.
What does having Dave King on the staff mean to you, someone who's clearly had a ton of experience internationally with our nation?
We're lucky to have Dave. You know, he watches so much hockey. Like, he'll watch two to three games some days, and it just amazes me. He goes through, he knows what he wants, what he's looking for, and he just saves you a lot of time. And and he's one of those guys that just enjoys the game and never gets too much. Like, it's always something he always wants to get better. So he's a great addition to our staff, and he's a really great mentor and role model for us.
Tell us about the management team, because I think for most of us, when you say the name Sean Burke and Marty Brodeur, we don't think of them in suits. We think of them with a lot of padding on and equipment increases. This is, I suppose, a big opportunity for both of them. But what do you know about them as GM, AGM types?
Well, I know it'd be great if they're in the net, too. So
yeah.
I might try to convince them. Sure. No, both guys are smart guys when you've and lots of international experience. You know, when you look at their careers and what they've done, and they're both students of the game too. Like, they're not just players that go out and play. They've studied the game. They have a good feel for players and probably just as important, they have a real passion for our country. Like, it's, you know, it's not like it's, they're excited to be part of it. You know, they're just such a good fit. And so both guys, talking to them, I was very impressed. Like, they're sharp and hardworking too, which is great.
We're chatting with Willie Desjardins, named yesterday the head coach of our men's Olympic ice hockey team for PyeongChang in 2018. He joins us this morning with Ryan Pinder and Derek Wills.
Yeah, Willie, as excited as I am to see behind our country's bench at the Winter Olympics, I must admit, I'm also sad that I'm not going to run into you as often as I have the past few years coaching in the National Hockey League. And I'd like to ask you about a guy who you coached with a couple of different organizations, the Stars and the Canucks, and that's current Flames bench boss Glenn Gullitson. What did you make of his first season in Calgary?
I thought he had a great first season. You know, I was very impressed. I thought that, and it didn't surprise me. He's a very good coach. He's really organized. You know, they had a little bit of a rocky start, and you know, sometimes that can be good for a team, and it was. They managed. They got through it. I did pick them. You know, they asked me before who I thought might be a bit of a surprise in the playoffs. I thought Calgary might go deeper, but that happens. It's not. It's just such a tough league. Like, you know, people judge it so quick, but you can't. It's a tough league. Things happen quick, and I think they're in for a great run. I think, you know, I think their management has done a great job putting together a team. Everybody on that staff is, they've got some good players. I really like Hamonic, and I think it's going to be an exciting year for the Flames.
Finally, looking back on your time in Vancouver, I mean, you have you clearly love coaching. You put in all kinds of miles. You've had success at all levels. You finally get to be an NHL head coach. Looking back at the 3 years in Vancouver, what stands out to you?
I guess it stands out how great the NHL is. It's a great league, how competitive it is. And, you know, I think that I look back, I was lucky to be able to coach. I have no regrets about that. And it was something, you know, hopefully someday I get another chance at it. But it was certainly, you know, the playoff against Calgary was we had a good run that year. And you know, it's just such a fun atmosphere to be involved in.
We wish you the best of luck this winter. It's an incredible challenge. You've got all kinds of travel. The logistics must be crazy in terms of getting guys from all over Europe and North America together to operate as one cohesive unit. We wish you well, and you will feel the support of this entire nation come the early months in 2018. All the best.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Willie Desjardins, head coach of the men's Olympic team.